Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, this is the Icon Sean Jazz Stevens. Welcome to the F4L headquarters. Can you hear me? Hello. Here we go again.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, you can hear me. Awesome. Hello?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you.
Who is this? Oh, excellent. Awesome. 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 So let me know when you guys get that link, okay? I sent you guys the links to some of the matches because it's a lot quicker because my YouTube, for whatever reason, is very, very slow today. Welcome to my world. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So there's going to be a couple matches coming in. Your match is on there as well as the Varsity Club versus the OK Thank You guys. So once you guys get those links, let me know. But in the meantime, we can catch up here and whatnot. So this is Joe. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Oh, God.
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Cool. This is JoJo, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So, while we're waiting for everything else and everyone to call in, because I'm just waiting for everyone to get the link up, I'm sending it. It's taking forever. I'm sorry about that. Everything's up by now, and YouTube's slow today. Welcome to my world. And whatnot. And once everything's up, it's going to be a large show today. But we're going to watch a couple matches today because it's the first time we're going to do such a thing. But in the meantime, have you been watching all your other matches so far, JoJo?
Yes.
Yeah, and what are your thoughts so far?
I don't know.
You don't know what you think so far?
They're good. They're very good. They're very good.
I like them good. How do you like how you're performing so far?
Really good.
Yeah, I would say so. So, what do you think so far? What has been your top match thus far?
The last one.
Yeah.
I won the title.
You did. That's a good one.
Yes.
You did indeed. Yeah, what were your thoughts of that match? It was pretty impressive, huh?
Yep.
Do you remember who you beat for the title?
No.
That's okay. Oh, I have an idea. While we're waiting, how about this? We can do this. Well, we're waiting for the upcoming show to come up because I'm trying to kill time and I hate doing that. How about this? If you go to YouTube right now, we can watch one of your matches right now on YouTube. There's some up there right now. What do you think of that idea?
Okay.
All right. So we'll go to YouTube right now and watch one of your – well, actually, we can watch your title match, I guess, since you won the title. We can watch that by now.
Okay. No. Yep. Social media one. Okay. We're on it.
All right, I'm going to go to YouTube right now. Yeah.
I'm versing Robin.
Robin, you, right? All right. I'm
yep.
Excellent. You know, see, this is easy for me. I can just go ahead and do this. Here we go. So what we'll do is, have you ever done a watch-along before?
No.
That's okay. It's pretty simple. Basically, what we're going to do is, you know, we'll count to like three or so, or count to four maybe, and then we'll both press play at the same time, so we'll watch it at the same time. And we'll basically talk about what's going on while it's going on. Sound good? Excellent. All right, so let me get into that now. Fun. In the meantime, we have a few other people who are going to be joining us too. We're just waiting for everyone to get the links to the same time. Just answering everyone's emails at the same time. That is all. Is awesome. Hey, I'm glad this works. This is working the first time you called, huh? I just wish the technicalities were better. I just wish the thing was up and YouTube being slow, which has never happened to me before, but that's okay. Then again, this is a huge show. This is like the show coming up right now is going to be, I think it's 16 matches on our card. It's a lot. So we're going to go out and watch your title match. And here we go. So we're going to go to the title match for you, and we're going to count to four, and we'll first play, okay? Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
Why don't you start off?
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Excellent. Here we go. I press play. Your thing's loading up, right? Now, do you know who Robin Yu is by any chance?
No.
That's okay. Robin Yu is also a YouTuber. Have you ever been to Melbourne, Australia?
No.
Interesting. Well, apparently you have, because that's where you won the title, apparently. That's what it says.
Apparently, it's packed in the Washington. We don't know by who.
Now, that's an outfit right there, huh?
It's packed in the Washington.
Yep.
How are you looking at this thus far?
Well, the new being elevated forward.
You know, I've updated your outfit since this.
It's a solid match.
Yeah, you'll give him even more depth in the new one.
Imagine what the nervous must be for this young man from Tampa, Florida. It's a beat in the third wrestling match ever. And it being for the championship for the social media title. And the model still got all the flair to go.
I see my pictures on my T-shirt.
Indeed. I know. Well, you got to represent, right? Whenever you have a brand, you got to make sure it's out there, right? And if you're a model, you want your pictures always out there, right?
Yes.
Because Robin Yu is a YouTuber. You probably don't know. He's part of the OK Thank You guys. Yeah, he's been on our roster for a few years now since we started this new initiative. We're actually taking on a legend, actually, on our show. So this is actually a pretty big deal. Probably you don't know that, but now you do. This guy you're about to face, right? This guy is a former F4L Icon champion and one half of the tag team champion, and that's the guy you're about to face right now. Just so you know.
Robin Yu is no stranger to be a champion. Robin Yu came back after a long-awaited disappearance. He's been sensitive, he's been married, and he's doing big things in his outside life from here.
He looks tough.
Yeah, it's funny. He's probably one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And in hearing from him and stuff like that, these guys need to kick out of it because in real life, these guys are probably the biggest, nicest, laid-back individuals you'll ever meet. Actually, they have a YouTube channel. They're okay, thank you. They're actually very amusing. If you go on YouTube sometime in your spare time, you can go check them out. And you can compare them. By the way, that's their logo on his face mask as well.
This is awesome.
Hey, guys, again, I just mentioned the rules here. The fact that this is the social media championship. If the rules are in place, and here you see the F4L Icon social media championship. These masters. First, from Tampa, Florida, JoJo Sebastian, the model.
I have changed that since then. Now you're from Orlando, correct?
Yes,
I changed that since then, too. Now you're from Orlando. You know, I fired the ring announcer a long time, so I don't know where anyone was from. So I'll just do it myself. Yeah. You know, when you see the new match that's coming out, where do you see the Random Melee Palooza Arena? It's quite amusing. It's a lot faster.
I didn't see that.
What's that? You know what? No, that's a good setup yet. That's the one that's going up right now. I'm sending that match to you now. That's your first title defense, actually. The one we were going to watch once it gets to that. This is your winning of the title.
Ooh, that must have hurt. That must have hurt.
Yeah, I would say so. He's a big guy.
I take the hits hard.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? You know what I like is the fact that he kicks you on the knee. You're not even down. That's impressive. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he did.
Doesn't look like you have a lot of fear, though, huh?
Nice DDT there. Robin Reed, the former tag team champion, the former social media champion, and the U.S. champion. Except for Stranger, Face Breaker, Virgil sucks the ball, and not like a nap shot to the face, that's for sure.
Ooh.
Robin Reed misses. Hey, JoJo, after a breakdancing move.
That's actually a smart strategy to get a breath of air, let me tell you. As someone who's been in wrestling, sometimes you got to take a step away for a little bit. Get your composure.
Yeah.
That's a smart move. So you have a martial art background, is that correct? In real life?
Yes, I do.
That helps, huh? Kind of helps to know somewhat what you're going to do in the ring.
Yes.
So we're going to have, I'm making sure the other persons can come in, they're going to be calling in. And after this, we're going to all go up and make them on. I'm going to introduce you guys. And then we'll watch
like
that matchup. What's that?
It looks like I'm moving.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, well, I got to say, you know, the drive sometimes is more aggressive. And sometimes you the iron will of someone else. Sometimes when you're new, they try to make an impact, you sometimes get that extra boost of confidence that's needed. And he's a guy who's been around the block a few times. Because remember, this guy's a former champion already, and you're new to the roster at this point. I think this is like, third match so far? And this is already, like, this is for a televised thing. You know, like, your third, I should say, a third actual televised thing. Look at this.
Oh.
Waiting for one half of our United States Tag Team. Actually, I think the United States Tag Team Champs are going to be calling in shortly, too, to get to meet them. Isn't that exciting?
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yes, they are.
Uh-oh, watch out.
So, curiosity, how do you like meeting other people? Like, when you meet other, like, when you get along with models or you show up at a film set or whatever, how do you get along with other people? Get along pretty good? Or you tend to be a little bit more laid back, kind of, and, you know, if you talk to me, I'll talk to you, but for the most part, you know what I mean?
I like to meet other people.
Ouch. Ow. It doesn't look comfortable, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's also a smart strategy, by the way, to work on the guy's leg because he's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Look at that. Can't even get a one count on you there.
Thanks. So are you going to let him disrespect you like that?
Wow. Let's slap.
That looks cool. I want to learn how to do that.
Well, you just did it.
Cool.
I don't know where you learned it from, but you must have learned it from somewhere. Maybe in model class, huh?
Martial arts, probably. I won.
Yeah, I was saying Mark Phelps. Yeah, that's the end of that. Sometimes it's just that extra leverage, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty impressive stuff as we watch back at that.
Yeah, very. That's hard.
Wow. So that was impressive stuff, huh? So this is obviously your first title match in wrestling, huh? So you're the Social Media Champion, which means you're the top dog on what's going to be Tuesdays, I believe, going forward. So you know what the problem is with being a champion sometimes? Is when you're a champion, everyone wants your title. And everyone wants to take it from you. So that's something to try on. But, you know, how do you think you did so far? That's pretty good, huh?
Very good, and I'm happy.
I would imagine so, huh? Now, what do you think you would have done differently in the if you were going to change something? Or what would you change out of this character in general if you had to change something?
I would change nothing.
You would change nothing. You like the outfit, you like the hair, you like the, you know, moveset, obviously.
Yeah. So
that's impressive stuff right there. And your title win for the, that was on our last show, by the way. So,
yeah. Do you have another?
What's that? Yeah, what were you
Do you have another?
What's that?
So,
Oh, look at that. My matches are coming up now. Oh, that's exciting.
How do these
so
bots, like,
me.
Are they bots? People, like...
Are they what?
Are they, like, robots?
So that's some good news, possibly. Are they robots? Well, they are
like,
what we call cars. It's typically an animated version of yourself. And what happens is, these games, they give you the opportunity to build whoever you want. And when I started this, well, actually it was an accident I started. I think I told you last New York show how I made Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin because I wanted to cheer up my son who was sick. So what I did was I just went ahead and started doing this and building actual people because I thought it would be fun. Obviously, Dream Masters matches is how it started. I got good news. The match, YouTube's starting to kick up a little bit, so hopefully, bear with me here. As you can hear, I am putting up your match right now because YouTube's starting to speed up a little bit.
Yay.
Okay. All right. Bear with me, huh? By the way, good luck today with this match today.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And remember, we have no control over any of this. We don't pick the winners and losers. You guys do that yourselves. You knew that though, right? I think I explained that to you. All right, so I'm putting your match up now. This is some interesting stuff. I think our United States Tag Team Champions are calling in now too.
We're still waiting for
you. Yep. I'm actually gonna, watch out for that on YouTube, on the thing, but I think what's happening is YouTube's actually speeding up, so we might actually get a bit to go stay on YouTube. And it might very well just show up there, which is where it should be. Here we go. Yep, there it is. Okay, so I'm putting this up right now. Your match. This is terrible that they're so taking so long. There you go. All right, now let me go back to here. Oh, look at this. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling me. Hello. Welcome to the headquarters. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Is this Jaden?
Hello? Oh, yes.
Okay,
this
you
is,
guys
is
hear me? Hello. Hey, JoJo. We have JoJo Sebastian on with us, too. JoJo, meet Jaden Brooks.
Hi. Hello.
You guys able to hear each other? So
this
is unprecedented. I've never had more than one person. Hello. Is Connor there with you, too, Jaden, or no?
Yeah, Connor's here. Hi.
Well, that's exciting. You know, you guys must have some luck on your side because I just, as I was saying, YouTube finally started to speed up. So your match is actually up on YouTube right now as I speak.
Cool.
And I was just telling JoJo that we just watched one of his older matches, and his match is going up next. So we're going to watch your match next. You guys ready for that?
So I just go to your YouTube channel?
Go to the YouTube channel, right? Go to the YouTube channel, and you're going to go to, you know, probably the YouTube, I imagine you know where I am right now. And then you're going to go to what our regular matches, and you're going to look for the one that says Icons of the F-World Random Melee Palooza 2020. And then, JoJo, after this, we're going to go back and watch your match, because by that time, hopefully it's up again, all right?
Okay.
You there, JoJo?
I am.
Okay.
Wait, so it's the newest video we're watching?
Yeah, you're going to watch the brand new episode. That's what we're going to watch. Isn't that exciting?
Okay. All right, I got it up.
So,
I found it.
All right, so what we're going to do is, like I was telling JoJo, what we're going to do is we're going to count to three, or four, actually. We're going to count to four, and when we get to four, we're going to all plus play together. And, JoJo, do you have YouTube ready, too?
No.
All right, can you go on to YouTube, and if you go to my main page, if you go to the top, with like one of the newest things, you should see the match what we're about to watch as well. Because we're going to watch that one, too. Are you ready?
What's
it called? Are you looking for the Icons of the F4L Random Melee Palooza 2022? And we're going to watch the United States Tag Team title match between the Varsity Club and the OK Thank You Guys.
We don't see it.
The one I found, the newest episode says Icons of F4L1/17/22 DM 3-Way PA Championship.
Really? Because this one's up here now.
Oh, well, it's you're all putting it. Yeah, that's the only one that I see. That's the newest one.
Really? Hold on. Because I got it over here, the Icons of the F4L. One second. YouTube's a lovely thing. I love YouTube. By the way, JoJo, your match is almost up. It's not up there yet, though. Bear with me, guys. Okay, so how about this? Since we watched Nolan for JoJo, I know that match is there. I can see it right here. But anyway, let's go back. Hold on. Bear with me, guys. So anyway, guys, welcome, by the way. How you guys doing today, all right?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. All right. So, yeah. 17. Did it pop up in your thing yet? Mine says it was up 38 minutes ago.
No.
Is it not popping up there, Icons of the Random Melee of the F4 Random Melee Palooza?
No.
You don't see that guy? Okay. All right. So let's don't go to the 17 because that will probably not make you happy. Aha! I got it. How about we go to, we're going to go back in time. How about we go back to Icons of the World Champion Holiday? That's going to go back a month ago. You guys find that one?
What is it called again?
We're going to go down to the Christmas, we're going to do the holiday show we did. It's Clash of the Champions. It's basically where every title was on the line. It says Jazz in the Icons of the World Champions Holiday. It was up a month ago. You guys find that one?
The Jazz Icons of FL.
Yeah, that was the old name of the old show before I changed it to the Icons of the F4L because they were all equal. But yes, that is the one. You guys find it?
I found the Jazz and Icons of F4L 12-24-21 last show of.
That's a good one. All right, we'll watch that one. How's that? George, are you able to find that too?
No.
Right,
no.
You're not able, okay.
There's a few. There's a few of them.
Oh, wait.
Okay, so the one that I said.
What are you talking about? What about the 20? You got the 24th one, right? 12-24-21?
Yeah, that's the one.
You got that one?
Yeah.
All right, how about you guys all click on that one? That's going to be probably the other one you want to watch. That's probably even more crazy. You got a game for that one or no?
Yeah, I have the 12-24-21.
All right. Jojo, are you able to find that one?
There's three of them.
24-21. We're looking for the one that is the dream match. It's basically all three tag teams champions going at each other. Can you see that one?
Okay.
It's
of FL.
Jazz and the Icons of the F World 12-24-21. It's the last show of 2021, it says. It's the best of the tag teams.
I have it.
You found that?
I'm ready.
Okay. You guys ready?
No.
All right.
No.
You haven't found it yet, Jojo?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see. You want to go?
Is there a month ago? Is there people on the
Yeah, there's three teams, yeah. That's correct. It says F4L Dream Masters United States Tag Team Championship. Did you find that?
I'm pretty sure I'm on the right one.
All right. Just bear with me. Jojo, let me know when you find it. You guys like to go distances, huh? 46 minutes?
Can you?
You guys all there?
Can you send us? Jazz Icons of, is it this?
Yeah,
Jazz Icons of 4L 12-24-21, last show of the 2021 Best DM Tag of, is that one?
That's the one. All right, you guys ready? All right, we're going to stop. You ready?
Yes.
Everyone's ready? All right.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. All right, so everyone press play. We're going to watch this together. You guys, hopefully, guys, this is going to be interesting.
All right.
So first of all, guys, what's it like to wrestle?
Me?
How do you guys like being on the show?
It's pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Seeing stuff. It's nice.
It is, isn't it? Oh, this took place in Providence, Rhode Island. We go all over the place, apparently. We just watched JoJo's match. What's up?
When do we start?
Oh, start now. Sorry. I'm going to rewind then. All right, how about we just count to four, and then we'll press play, okay? You guys ready?
Okay.
Count to four, one.
Okay,
two, three, four, and I'm playing.
All right, playing.
Oh, imagine. Three of the two tough. You know, you guys are tough, all you guys.
It's amazing.
So apparently, so everyone should have already started, right? Can everyone see it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in. It just started the, yep, this part.
Nice.
Okay.
Wait, find out. Hey, Connor, are you a tall out of curiosity?
State Tag Team Champions, Varsity Corp.
What'd you say?
I was asking if Connor in real life is actually taller than you.
Yeah, he's a bit taller than me, like an inch.
Oh, good.
I
was guessing right then. Can you guys tell which one is which, by the way?
No.
I think you did a pretty good job with
it. Yeah.
Well, here, I can do this for you. Connor is the taller one, and Jaden's the one with the boxer outfit because Jaden's the boxer. Right, Jaden?
Wait, so he's the green one?
No, the green one's you. And Connor is the one with the NASA jacket, and it says Haters Wanted.
Okay, so
looks
I'm
like he's
green.
Ready to eat everybody. That's you.
I'm
that's Jaden
okay.
Pouncing off the ropes. It's
okay.
Also good to get loose.
Get ready.
Yeah,
this is ready. Tremendous shape. You see, was working out.
And of course,
eating healthy.
These are the Mina boys.
And here,
I don't know if you guys follow all the people on Instagram, but these guys are MMA. These guys do the combat stuff. These guys do jiu-jitsu tournaments and everything else. Also, guess I'm
triple.
Okay.
I got to say, though, I'm surprised that out of all the matches I've done and with the software I was using, that this thing didn't crash with the three of you guys. Because I actually expected this to crash, and it didn't. I was very happy about this.
Yeah, that's good that it did not crash.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, tell me about it.
This is a rarity that we have three of the top teams.
So now, how often do you guys, have you guys seen a lot of your matches or just a couple of them or what?
Yeah, I've seen some of the videos on here.
Tag team champion.
JoJo, what do you think of these tag teams?
They look good.
So, Jaden, I know you guys are into the fitness stuff. Do you guys are you guys familiar with Tony Fitness and JoJo the bodybuilder?
No, I know these guys. Yeah, I'm friends with Tony Fitness. I've never really talked to JoJo.
Yeah, they're all pretty good guys, actually. And yeah, you guys are about to mix it up with them. You guys are excited?
Wait.
So where are you guys at right now?
Tony Fitness is—he's just chilling there on the thing. Oh, he's climbed under. He's under it now. He's there.
So this is one of the probably the craziest matches we do, and it's also the most nightmarish, which is why this is always the main event of any of our shows.
Now,
because it's long.
Oh, it's starting.
That's a joke.
Started
it has.
Now. They're all
this is. JoJo, are you watching this too?
Yes.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those matches that's insane. Let me tell you guys, it's not always easy to call these things either. And remember, I don't have control of these things. I think you guys know that by now, right? You guys do that? I don't know who's going to win and lose.
Oh.
You guys all knew that, right?
Oh my god. I want the floor.
Wow.
Oh, I'm getting distracted right now.
He is Henry's younger brother, but very effective nonetheless.
Oh my god, there's so much action going on. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah,
this is something, let me tell you. This is why this was the main event of that show, because there was no way it was going to follow this, because these matches are insane.
Yeah.
And this is three tag teams, right, with four. Oh.
Somebody.
So now, going forward, you guys probably already knew this. I think I've been telling you guys a little bit about this anyway, but the idea is Now, with the new software coming up, we're going to be able to do it. We're going to be basically the alternative to the alternative of wrestling. What do you guys think of that idea? You know what that means?
What did you say? You broke up so
bad. Oh, sorry. Can you get, so basically what we're going to do is, you know how we've been doing these shows here and there, like every once a couple times a month, basically, is what I've been doing. But what we're going to be doing starting in April, and this is actually, you know, public knowledge now, that starting in April, we're going to be the alternative to the alternative of wrestling. So basically what's going to happen is whenever wrestling is on television, we're going to be on our YouTube doing our own shows. Now, obviously, that's more me than you guys. But basically, you guys are going to be featured various on whichever show, whichever day of the show you're going to be on is when you're going to be on. Basically, going to be calling stating when wrestling is on television. For example, I don't know if you guys watch wrestling. JoJo, I know you watch some wrestling. For example, we're going to have wrestling on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Fridays on a regular basis. So whenever Monday Night Raw on Monday is on Mondays, we're going to be on YouTube. And then on Tuesday for when the NXT show is on, these are all wrestling shows on TV. We're going to be on YouTube to commentate that. And I think our shows are better anyway, but that's just me. And remember, I worked for the WWE up until last December, so I kind of know a few things, which is probably why I get away with doing a lot of this stuff. But anyway, so what do you guys do so far? You guys are just beating everyone up, huh?
Pretty much.
I can't tell which one is me and Connor because we have, like, the same outfit, but I think one of us just got chucked. The arena.
So, you're there. Connor's in the ring. I can tell you that. Connor's getting beat up by Tony Fitness right now. And the way I tell you, there's Jaden. There you are. Jaden's coming in the ring right now. And basically, it's the hairstyles is how I go, and also by the height. But just so you know, this is going back to December, and I have also altered everyone's outfits since then. As I was telling JoJo, I updated everyone's outfits, including you guys. You guys are actually, oh man, seeing how you guys are United States Tag Team Champions, you guys went a little bit into the old red, white, and blue in the new outfits, let me tell you. It's interesting. And also the nature stuff also I captured too. So, like, Connor has, like, he has a T-shirt in one of his outfits that's like, how to explain? So it's like the woods in one area and the clouds in the other. You'd have to see it. When you see it, you'll know. And Tony Fitness is getting hit with a chair by one of the martial art kids.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and JoJo just used the martial art kid as a weapon against Connor, literally. Connor, you missed with the chair.
Wait, so is Tony Fitness the one in the tank top?
Tony Fitness is the one that doesn't have any look on on his thing. He just rolled out of the ring. JoJo has his actual logo on. JoJo's the one with the V.
That's
his actual attire wear. Like, he has his own clothing line, and that's his thing.
Cool.
Yeah, like I said, if you guys have logos or whatever, just send them to me. I can add them like that. As Jaden's the... well, that was nice try, Jaden. At least you had the right idea. Jaden was going up the ladder while everyone else was busy beating each other up, which is honestly the smartest idea. There goes Joe.
That was...
Well, there goes Connor.
I love that. Oh, that person just got shot.
That's brutal.
Wait, which one is that one laying down? Okay.
The one laying down? Who's laying down?
I just got up, but now I'm laying down again.
Connor just ran over to JoJo outside the ring as he's posing. That's like your signature thing, you know.
Oh, no.
There is, isn't there?
Oh, that's great. What's that thing waiting
for? So, Georgia, you're going to have to defend your title on one of these things someday. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to getting into one of these matches, Jojo?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet, huh?
Is Connor the one with the long hair, or am I the one with the longer hair?
The one with the longer hair. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm always a
guy.
Yeah. I've also fixed that, too, in the newer. I also changed that, too, in the newer things. I'm hoping by the time thing is done, they'll sweep up.
So what's that thing hanging up there?
Those are the titles in which, yeah, we put those up there because this is basically, we're taking all three of the major tag teams, and basically everyone's going up there to find out who the best tag team of 2022 was. Oh, yeah, 21, rather. But everyone still, you know, doesn't really lose their titles. It's just an idea of just showing off who the best of the best is.
Yeah. This match is going for a long time.
Yeah, that's why this is all these is the main event. And I have to call all this by myself, which is a lot of fun. Early days, my son would do this with me, which is also interesting. Actually, going forward, we're going to have some other people coming in, and then eventually we might have, like, guest commentators going to do this with me, so it's not just me doing this, which I don't mind. I have a ball, but as you can see, there's a lot of action to call, and sometimes it's hard to keep track of what – I never actually watch any of these back, you know, sad to say. I think that goes for a lot of people, though. Like, once you do something, I don't know. At least that's me. If once I do something, I don't really need to – go back and do it again. But some people do.
Yeah.
And Jaden just tossed JoJo out of the ring. Connor just, and then he just knocked out the other kid.
Yeah.
I like that Jaden is persistent about just get the title to get out of here. I like that idea. That's probably the smartest strategy, honestly. a close... Tony Fitness not like that too much. What's like getting caught between Tony Fitness and the MMA kid? On top of... Ow.
I like this is cool.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to be good for somebody.
Oh.
I love when people ask me if wrestling's fake. They have to tell them, well... Right up until you hit the mat is what I like to tell people. Because there's no fake gravity. As I think any one of you guys know that, right?
You almost got it.
Yeah, that's a 20-foot ladder. Jane just knocked the other kid halfway across the outside of the ring. That's impressive.
What can I say?
You know, JoJo, so JoJo, did you know, have you ever met another JoJo out of curiosity?
No.
What?
I know, right? So JoJo Sebastian, this is who we have on the show right now. He's our model. He is our social media champion. JoJo the bodybuilder is right there, and they're actually, obviously, they're two different people, but I'm just curious how... Interesting is that I don't think I've ever met another JoJo, and I know two. And I was just curious if the other JoJo knew the other JoJo. So yeah, that's interesting stuff. But anyway, you're not gonna have to worry about that much because I think JoJo Sebastian, which is you, JoJo, you're the model, and you're gonna be on the Tuesday show as the United States Tag Team Champions, which is Connor and Jaden, that's you guys, are going to be on, I think you guys are going to be on Wednesday. You're going to be the Tag Team Champions. So going forward, you can always count on whatever wrestling's on. We're going to be on YouTube and probably doing a better show than them, honestly. We have more talented people. But every show has three champions, a tag team champion, a main champion, and then there's like a secondary usually is how we usually meditate it. So.
Oh, I must have hurt. Just imagine somebody turning their back on them.
Right?
Oh, my God. Someone's thrown out.
I don't think I enjoy getting spun around like that. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually seen someone win that with a thing because our title match rules are pinfall, submissions, and knockouts anywhere in the building. That's how we decide who the best of the best is, so there's no, like, questions who the tougher one is. And that's why I have that title match rule, because I don't like that sometimes, you know, they find little ways around, you know, not necessarily getting a winner. And I think if you really want to have a winner and a loser, you need to have a clear deciding winner. So pinfall, submission, knockout is how we do our title matches, which is why usually, like you guys, for example, like to knock people out in your matches, and JoJo likes to make it tap out. As we saw earlier, well, I saw earlier, he and JoJo watch, as Tony finishes tossed one of the other. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm going to place a bet that we win for the best.
I got to tell you, you know, you guys have the right strategy because, you know, no matter what happens, you guys are still continuously trying to climb the ladder and get the heck out of Dodge, which I like that idea. That's a great strategy. So the new software is supposed to come out in March 11th, I was told, and YouTube's obviously going to make sure I get that. And that's one of the reasons why I know our show is going to be even better.
I want to have a battle with the other JoJo and see who's the best JoJo.
Oh, man. You know, I can actually see that happening. Unfortunately, well, you know, anything can happen the best way.
I want to fight Connor.
You want to fight Connor? Is that what you just said? You know what's funny?
Yeah.
During some of the matches, you guys have taken chances. You guys have actually hit each other in match before, which I think is amusing. But anyway.
I fought Connor in real life before. I won. Yeah, that's because of that. All right. This was pretty cool. Oh, my God.
I like that idea, by the way, JoJo. That's a good idea. I think eventually we're going to have that down the road. Just a no-brainer. You have to have a JoJo versus JoJo, because I don't think I even know another JoJo other than you two. Have you guys ever heard of anyone other than JoJo?
Yes. And some. Like a youth person? I guess JoJo is you all, right?
I only know you. I know JoJo the bodyguard and JoJo Sebastian. How many other JoJos are there in the world?
There's JoJo Seawall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, I was going to have her on the show before, too. But she'd be in the Women's Warriors Wrestling Division. Which, yes, we have that, too. Connor just got tossed out of the ring. Yeah. I definitely had to alter you guys' outfits to make sure I could definitely play you guys a part in the matches. You noticed, you guys probably have an idea of where the outfits come from, right?
Where are the computers?
Kind of. But basically, you know, these are basically you guys, and I have to implement you guys as, you know, yourself. And that is probably one of your most popular pictures on thing, isn't it not? And you guys are real life friends, which is why it's a no brainer to have you guys as a tag team. But then again, I probably could put, you know, seeing how you guys were both on Wednesday, I guess theoretically we could have a Connor versus Jaden. That was nice of you to help up JoJo the bodybuilder, by the way, Jaden. And just to toss him down the other side. I see how it is. Everyone's outside the ring, beating each other up. The ladder is in the ring, which, by the way, the idea of this match, in case you guys don't know, is to climb the ladder and grab the things that are hanging above the ring. You probably knew that. But no one seems to be interested. Ow.
The really, what I would do, everybody's distracted, right? I'll go climb the ladders.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I would do, honestly. Everyone's outside beating each other up. I'm like, see you later. You put up the ladder, get out of here. And I did this for a while. I did this for a long time. And that would be my strategy. Get in and out quick. Like, watch.
Oh,
Jaden has the opportunity to do so. Jaden has the opportunity to climb up the ladder and just get up there when no one is. Instead, he decides, let me go out and... No, I get that. You're a professional, right? You want to make sure everyone was down before you went up there, right?
And then everybody got up somehow.
Yeah, now everyone's up. Yeah, our guys are, we're all beasts on the show. Everyone's, you can't keep anyone down. Jason and then Tony Fitness to the corner. And now, oh, there you go. Just knocked out the other kid by himself. There goes Jaden, though, after all that.
Ow.
That's crazy. Yeah. I like how Connor is utilizing the ring. That's nice. So, let me ask you guys. I asked JoJo earlier. What do you guys, as far as your characters go, what would you change about these characters thus far?
The look.
Nothing, because I like my outfit.
I mean, I like the look of mine. It's just that we look so similar. Sometimes it's hard to tell which one is which.
Back.
Other than that, then, yeah, I think we look pretty nice. Oh, I just
I have a
back
with
someone.
Oh, no. See, that's good tag unity right there. Unfortunately.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that hurts. That's a 20-foot ladder. Hey, Connor, have you ever fell from a 20-foot ladder?
Not me.
I wouldn't want to. Jaden, do you like heights? How are you guys with heights, all of you guys, collectively?
With heights.
What's that?
What'd you say?
I don't like
heights. Oh, I was asking you guys if you guys like heights. Or how you guys
are.
No,
I don't like heights.
Who doesn't like heights?
Oh, I'm fine with heights. I'm not scared of heights.
I'm not fine with heights.
You don't like heights, JoJo?
No.
Yeah,
I can handle, but I can't handle like 100-something feet. I can handle roller coasters.
I like heights. I definitely roller coasters.
Does Connor like heights?
So for my character, I think you could improve on it, you know? So by adding a giant penguin tattoo to the back, a giant penguin tattoo would be nice.
Connor, you want me to add a giant penguin to your back?
Yeah, tattoo. Yeah, giant penguin tattoo.
You know I can do that, right? Should be careful.
Yeah, yeah, can you please
do that?
Can mine be taller, and can I get JoJo on the front of my chest?
Can you get what on the top of your chest?
JoJo.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah,
JoJo
so
number one.
For the penguin, I want it to cover my whole entire back and make sure it's like a strong penguin. On an iceberg with flexing and a baby penguin on its back.
Wow, that's quite the, that is quite a thing. Do you have some image?
No, I'll send you one.
Tell you what, you send me the image and I'll do it. And don't think I'm joking, I will.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll send it to you by tomorrow.
I'm the guy that I was bored one day, and it was, like, late at night, and I wanted a challenge, and I'm like, what can I do that's different than anything I've done thus far? Because every show, you need kind of guys who you have to lose how you do it. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to make a Slim Jim, and I'm going to make all these other random ones. I made a pizza. I made Pizza the Hut, which was awesome because I just had to put a bunch of pizza out of it. It was frigging great. I made Giant Big Mac. Of course, his name was Big Mac. He was made of entirely like a Big Mac, a cheeseburger, French fries. So when you asked me to put a pin on a back for a tattoo, that's the least the thing that I can do. That's just because I get bored sometimes. I need something different. By the way, he's off our show. We don't have him.
So the penguin tattoo is a go? Good thing?
What's happened?
Can one character come taller? Be taller?
Can I make you taller? Yeah, I can do that. Do you know how tall you are on the show?
Can you make me, like, tiny, like, really, really tiny? I want to be, like, a tiny, strong, buff guy. Because that'd be kind of cool, a tiny, buff guy running under your legs and then kicking your legs, making you fall, and then jumping onto your face. That'd be kind of cool.
The smallest I can make someone is probably 5'2". I can make you 5'2".
Make me
then
as
that would
small
make Jaden
as you
tall. Then that would make you tall. Then that make Jaden taller than you because Jaden's 5'9" on our show. Jaden, are you 5'9"?
Could you make me small enough so I could run under people's legs?
You have run under people's legs. You got to watch your matches.
I want to be as tiny as you can make me. Make me as small as you can make me. please
now,
do that.
I'm curious.
That'd be nice to see. That, and then send me the link to a video with me, with my remodels, and I'd watch it, the whole thing, and like it and share it.
Awesome. Uh-oh. This is crazy stuff right here, Jane. That's crazy.
Well,
How many people really want that, though.
I want to see that.
Jane, did you
did? At the end, it's, like, Jane, getting better.
Right now, he had to leave to go get something, but he'll be back.
Oh, okay. That's crazy. Jane just
during
flew
the
halfway
end-
across. What's up?
During the end, it's, like, more action, like, people, like, getting down there.
Oh, yeah, this is one of those. Look at everyone's little thing. I took your attention to that stuff because I don't, you know, doesn't bother
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Wait,
like
how far
red,
are you guys into the
purple.
Video?
What's up?
How far are you guys
you
into
say?
The video? How far are
Where
you
are
into
you?
The video?
Where are you?
I'm into the... I'm at 29, 14.
I would say we should all be around the same. Yeah, I'm at 29, 34 myself.
Yeah.
Where are you guys?
And I
want to
be like a mini Kevin Hart. I want to be like a mini Kevin Hart with a penguin tattoo.
A mini Kevin Hart with a penguin tattoo. I know. I met Kevin Hart a few times. He's this guy. He's funny. Kevin's a wrestling fan, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
This is a really cool show you have here. I like the wrestling.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
It's a different element than what people are used to. And it's usually, sometimes we have people who aren't necessarily into the whole wrestling thing, which is fine. But basically, I did this because I think more people need to know more of you guys out there. I think that the more people who know you guys, the better. And I get you guys on a wrestling show, even if you're beating people up. Hey, at least people around the world know who you are. Even if it's associated with being a legit tough guy or a wrestler or U.S. champion or a social media champion. Hey, at least I can do that, get you guys out there. We all have to stop somewhere in life.
Yeah.
You know, back in when I was trying to, you know, get in the world of anything, I didn't have YouTube really and social media and things of that nature. When I was competing in combat sports,
media I've helped a lot with a lot of people's jobs, and it's like a kind of like a good thing, but a bad thing at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, because you got to be careful of what you who is in and who's not and who likes it. And yeah, you're all too. It's true. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to getting the new software because I think everything is going to be a lot better, and all you guys are going to get an upgrade. It's going to be great.
I'm just really thinking who's going to win.
This match?
Yes.
I know who wins, but I mean, it doesn't matter what I That's part of the reason why once I watch the matches, I have to call it, and then I already know who wins and loses. I don't tell anybody who's going to win and lose, because what's the point of that?
Yeah.
But it's a great match for who wins and loses. They all win. They're all, look at this. Try to pull, you guys are all doing great on every, all across the board, everyone's awesome. Like I said, I have great, talented people out there who are real life people who are doing their own thing.
Yeah.
That's a compliment to all you guys. That's why you guys are all on the show.
Yeah, so is this on TV or is it just on YouTube?
This is on YouTube right now. but the idea is, this is on YouTube right now. But basically what we're going to do is we're taking over YouTube and probably the wrestling world whenever wrestling's on television, we're going to be on YouTube putting our own shows on, because I believe we have better talent and more shows, and I think it's popular myself.
Yeah.
That's just what I think. But,
mm-hmm.
And I came from a wrestling background. I mean, again, in 2019, I was put in the New England Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and like I said, last December, I was working for creative at WWE. Which is one of the largest wrestling companies in the world. But outside of wrestling, I do a lot of films. I do a lot of other things too. So I can dabble in a lot of things because I don't stay quiet. I don't sit around and do nothing. You can't get what you want in life by sitting around hoping. What's up?
So you just have a computer do these matches and you sit back and you're like, this is pretty cool.
This right here? No, this is basically, I use a PlayStation to make this.
Matches?
That's all PlayStation. This is all using a PlayStation right here.
Can
the show
you
you're watching is all you.
Do the matches?
What's that? Yeah.
So like, do you
I build all
any
I,
of the
I,
characters?
I use the rest. What's up?
Do you control any of the characters?
No, I don't control anything. All I do is call them. All I do is I build the people, and then I set them loose. He sets the demo, and I call the match. I don't know who's going to win or lose when I watch a match
live.
That's
pretty cool. So how do you record the match?
Oh, it's simple.
How do you record it?
Well, there's going to be two things. One, the original way I used to do it is just do a live stream on YouTube. That was originally how I did it. That was, you know, the older software models, the older wrestling games, because I could do that. But the 2020 wrestling game was trash, and I couldn't do that because, you know, the grain would crash, and I am a perfectionist, and I hate, you know, having to start a match, and it would crash, and that's obnoxious. So what I did is I found that the software on a PlayStation allows you to edit. So now what I do is I do the matches, as you see. I save the clip. I put it together, and then I upload it to YouTube. Is how I do it now.
That's
outside
cool.
of building the characters themselves, doing the movesets and the entrances, I have no say in who wins and loses. That's why our matches, that's why it's called three matches.
That's cool. So about the characters,
is
the mini Kevin Hart thing still on? Can I still be a mini Kevin Hart?
Mini Kevin Hart. I could probably make you a mini Kevin Hart if you really want to be a mini Kevin Hart. I can make you smaller if you want me to. And I can definitely give you the penguin tattoo if you really want.
I want to be as small and as buff as possible with a penguin tattoo.
I know, I can do that.
Yeah, so on average, how many wrestling fans do you think you guys get on your YouTube channel?
Well, here's the thing about, well, we've been doing this a long time, my son and I, and this is like, this whole initiative here is all my doing, because what we originally started doing was just dream matches, and that was years ago in the early days of YouTube. And we've had like several channels, and all this, honestly, what happens is with YouTube is you have a channel and you get it so far, and then whatever happens, you lose that channel, you go to another channel. So we probably have like 7 or 8 channels for Jazz and Sun's dream matches out there. And then what happens is people start taking our ideas, and then they, well, it's not taking them, but borrowing our ideas or our format and doing them themselves. But YouTube has credited us with being the originators of the format in the genre itself, as far as the whole dream matches thing and all that stuff, because we don't control anything. It's kind of, you know, may the best man win kind of a thing, which no one does. And we've been doing that for a long time. As far as how many viewers we have a worldwide audience. I get emails all the time about everybody. And usually my son and I split. What's up?
So what country do you think watches the most?
For us? Well,
I have to go.
Oh, thanks for this opportunity.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
JoJo.
Do you have any?
JoJo, it's good to have you, brother, and we'll have you on again. All right.
Bye, JoJo.
Okay, bye.
So,
bye.
I was have a question. How many viewers do you think you get from Wakanda?
Wakanda?
You know, the city in Africa? The state that's ruled by the Panther, Black Panther?
Wakanda. I love
Wakanda.
Have
you seen the documentary about Wakanda?
As far as Marvel goes, yeah. I mean, I love about Marvel. I like Marvel.
What about the documentary about Wakanda from National Geographic?
I don't know if I saw the one from National Geographic, but I've seen many things on,
well,
on
do
the...
Do you get any viewers that live in Wakanda?
No, I don't think we get anybody from Wakanda, but we do have a lot of people from Marvel
Jada
watchers.
Jada wants to talk now. Jada wants to talk about how good your show is.
And to answer the question, I think our top countries are the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States are our top. And Japan, plus. Wrestling's popular in all those places.
Oh, man.
And I get emails.
Yeah, this is cool. This is cool.
This match is still going on. I want to point that out.
So at the bottom, are those health bars at the bottom, and where people's things are lacking, like where they got hit the most?
I think that's exactly what that is, yeah. That's the health bars, but I don't know. See, where I don't play the game, I don't really pay attention to that stuff. But, yeah, that's, for the most part, that's what that is. If I was to play the game, that would tell, like, you know, what I have to work on and what's hurt and whatnot. That's what that idea is, yeah. And Jaden right now, according to that, has almost like a broken rib cage, according to this.
Jaden's not doing so good, it looks like.
Oh, no, Jaden's doing, well, both of you guys. Everyone's, well, if you look at everyone, everyone's in red. Everyone's beating their, and you guys have been hitting each other with ladders and chairs and tables and smacking each other and falling off ladders. Yeah, it's going to put a lot of damage on the body. That's not easy. Doesn't tickle, that's for sure.
Do you think anyone could grab that desk I see and throw it at someone?
What are you looking for? The what?
Well, like, I say you should do a round where, like, all around the whole entire arena, there's just objects people can pick up and chuck at each other.
Oh, they do. They take weapons all the time. certain matches.
I know, but like,
I mean,
make it,
if someone wants to, they can go
through
the table.
A
like,
section
let's
in the arena.
That table.
You make it so each player chooses a section in the arena, and each section has different items they can take and throw at each other.
They have, when you build an arena, they have like a weapons thing you can pick where, you know, if they were to go into the audience, there's weapons that they can do and they can utilize, yeah. But it's just our guys don't tend to do that because I don't control any of the matches they're in.
Can you edit the arena?
Could you edit every arena? This is just one of our
many
arenas.
That's cool. That's really
cool.
Yeah,
we built our own. This is our Hall of Fame arena from, what, last year? Yeah, last year. This year, we have a whole class of Hall of Famers going in. And actually, which I'm bummed out about, is that the other
Can you do a 100 subscriber special?
100 subscriber special? What would I do for the 100 subscriber special?
Subscribers.
I lost how many people we have. Because we have multiple channels, so our things go everywhere. I guess I could. You know, one of the things we do a lot is we get a lot of suggestions from our fans. One of the reasons why we're...
Oh, I have a great idea. You should put yourself... You should do a 100 subscriber special where you put your own self in the arena against people.
I've been in the ring before. I mean, you get Jazz Fitness is in the new show. I brought Jazz Fitness back because fans wanted him back for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, that's cool.
So when you see Jazz Fitness, that was one of my heel characters when I wrestled. So he's back on the show. It's always interesting when you call a match and you're in the ring. It's
I can't
always
wait
different.
To see the new matches you make.
Do you have a way of checking to see if the other match is up yet while we're watching this, or no?
I can check.
Do you see if the other one is up? The other one should be up by now.
Yeah, hopefully it's up. You could have put copyrighted music in it that is copyrighted in our country, so it will never show us it.
No, I've got to tell you, one of the things I have been looking at is music, because I think music is important for everybody. I haven't added music, obviously, because of
you
gotta the
make
whole
sure it's not copyrighted music or it's not music that is banned in our country. Oh, it's up.
Right.
It got up 2 minutes ago. It's up. The video's
all
up.
All right, awesome. How about this? Because this is going, I mean, granted, we've already been invested in this match, and it's awesome, but I think it's probably better to watch the other match. What do you think? It's also shorter. Are you guys game to watch a new match, which we were supposed to watch instead, or you want to finish watching one?
Yeah, sure.
What's up? Which one do you want to do?
We're gonna watch the new match.
All right, I'm gonna stop this one. So, okay, you guys can stop this match. Spoiler alert: the Mina Boys won.
So who won the match? Did we win? We should have won.
I wish you did. So, is your other one up now? The Icons of the NFL. Random Palooza 2022. You can see you guys, right?
Yeah, we're pulling
it
up.
This is the updated one now. Let me know when you
Wait,
got
which
it.
One is it? The one that came out 49 minutes ago or the one that came out 2 minutes ago?
One came up 49 minutes ago? Do you have two matches right now? Oh, good. Well, the one that's you guys, it's you guys versus Okay, Thank You. Can you see it or no? You guys there? Did I lose you guys?
Yeah, is it the one that's the Icons of the FRL? Random Palooza 2022
Random Melee
Varsity Club versus Okay, Thank You. See?
Yeah, that's the one. You can see, right? It says Royal in the background, right?
Yeah. So I'm having pause right now.
Do I what? Do what?
Do you want me to hit a pause?
Yeah, pause. So we're going to watch it together now that I know that it's there. Because that's one we're going to watch anyway. So let me know if you guys are up ready, and then we'll count to four and we'll play.
We have it up.
Okay? You have it up?
All
right. I'm going to start 1, 2, 4, play. I'm playing it now. So it's loading up on your end?
It started.
Here we go. And it's just you guys now, so. And this, again, is in Providence, Rhode Island. You guys have a thing about Providence, huh? The Providence?
What'd you say?
Now, yeah, you guys have been updated, like I said.
Okay. All right. I just glitched out for a second. So.
Can you see?
Yeah, it looks, yeah, I like this. You can tell, because, okay, yeah, I can see.
A little bit different. I had to cut a little bit different now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I haven't added your penguin, obviously, because I just found out about the penguin. So, if you find the penguin picture, send me the penguin, I'll add it.
The one that asked for the penguin, that was Connor, so.
Yeah,
okay.
This is Jaden. Oh, good. Welcome, Jaden. Jaden, you did some crazy thing in the match just before you left, just so you know. I was like, you did a spear off the top rope to the guy hanging in the middle of the ring. Yeah, so I had to worry for you, but you did good. Anyway, so this is the updated thing, though. This is as of now. And just so you know, in the storyline world, this is the follow-up to the last match you guys had, where you guys lost the tag team title. You probably already knew that or not. I don't know. So you guys lost the United States tag team titles before this match just now.
Okay,
so this is your rematch because everyone called. Oh, no. So this is a rematch for that.
Okay. Sounds good. I understand now.
And these are the guys who took them from you. These are the guys from YouTube. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so these guys are from YouTube?
Yeah, these guys are YouTubers. And they used to be part of a thing on YouTube called List 25. I don't know if you guys ever watched that. It was like a, you know those who do like lists on YouTube, like, you know, 25 facts about blah, blah, blah? That's how they started on a show called List 25. And then I guess the guy who had that show had a concept. And now they do a show called Okay, Thank You, which is their own thing. Just kind of what, they kind of do whatever. They're really, really funny guys, and they're really cool dudes, and they're friends of ours. And I added them when I first started this initiative, and they've been on the show for a while. But they kind of have a legacy themselves. So this is actually a pretty big deal for you guys because you're fairly new.
I hope we get the belt back, the big fancy golden belt.
Yeah, so they took the tag titles.
My hair looks epic.
What's up? You know, that honestly has not, that's not about your hair. That's because of the thing that's in your hair, and that's because of the software that makes that happen. You look like, sorry, Jaden, I have to apologize to you there.
You should, the way Jaden's hair looks is really good. You should put it in more matches more often because he likes it, so yeah.
Yeah, right. I would have liked that. So the match is on now. So this is the rematch that you guys lost the United States tag team title. Now you gotta get your rematch against these guys who have been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
And just for background, these guys on our show have retired, like our Hall of Famers, the Horror Connection, and they have chased people out of the show. Like, the Horror Connection is basically Robert Englund, Kane Hodder, and...
Yeah.
Kane Hodder, yeah, that's our Horror Connection.
Do you ever think of doing other games than wrestling?
What is it?
Do you ever think of doing other things like this, except it's not wrestling, like different sports?
I don't know if you can do it in other sports. Like what?
You should engineer your own game so you can do another sport like soccer.
I love soccer. Well, football. I played football. I played a lot of sports. I like sports. But this is just for me because it's easy to do, I guess. this is just, I could do this stuff in my sleep, but that's just me. But, I mean, I could pretty much, I don't know about design, I have game software, that's not really my expertise. I can build people all day, but actually playing the game, I wouldn't be able to do it, which is crazy.
Oh, okay.
And that may sound, I can't actually play these games.
Could you build your own game?
Can I build my own game?
Yeah, just do Skillshare to learn how, and then build your own game.
I mean, anybody can do that. I think anybody can do anything they want to do. I mean, but I'm not, you know, that's actually my son's working on that right now. That's what he's doing. If he does it, I'll
make a game.
What's up?
Are you trying to make a soccer game?
Yeah, he's working on it. He's actually working on a basketball game right now, too. But, yeah, he can, he's working on that. He's actually trying to do a game that kind of crosses over various sports. So you don't necessarily have to just do, like, you know, basketball, soccer, or hockey. You can kind of mix it up. I don't mind that. I think it's a good idea. Again, I can't really see a lot of, like, basketball players trying to play some of those other sports or vice versa. Like, trying to see a basketball player trying to play hockey, for example. I don't know if that would work.
No, that would work. That'd be funny because they'd be failing, tripping on ice, and all that kind of stuff.
I love football. I like soccer, though. It's good fun. So, yeah. How about that, Connor? I bet you, how many times have you done that? Where'd you go?
What? How many what?
I just thought that was impressive. I don't know when the last, see, you guys always do these new moves I don't even know you can do. I was wondering when you learned how to do a 619, which is like a flippy move.
619?
Yeah, you basically just did a flip. And now Jaden's beaten up.
619?
Yeah, 619. That's what they call that move he just did. How?
Yeah, I could do all the moves, yeah.
Yeah. So now, are there people you guys want to face someday, now that you see this? Like, if you guys were to have a dream opponent, who would you guys want to face?
So if we want, who would we want to fight?
Yeah, who would you guys want to fight? Always, I we might have to do the Connor versus Jaden thing. I think that sounds like fun. But who else would you guys
Donald
want to
Trump?
Face?
Donald Trump and Dwayne Johnson.
Donald Trump and Dwayne Johnson. Okay, why?
Yeah.
Give me some examples. I can do that.
I was going to be like the size of Kevin Hart, mini Kevin Hart. Make me fight against Kevin Hart.
I have made Kevin Hart. I can put you in a match against Kevin Hart. Want a match with Kevin Hart?
Yeah, but I got to be like tiny. I got to be really tiny when I fight Kevin Hart, like tinier than Kevin Hart himself.
That's almost impossible. You know how big Kevin Hart is? I'm just kidding. Kevin Hart's actually smaller than what the game allows you to be, because they have like a tight. They have like a minimum of how you can be. Five two is the smallest you can be in this game. So the smallest I can make you is 5'2".
Make sure I fight against Nick Jonas in the Jonas Brothers.
Do you not like the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, I wanna beat them up.
Yeah. Did you see where you guys fought? Did you see Jaden's match with Justin Bieber?
Yeah, Justin Bieber is pretty good.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, how's your YouTube stuff going?
My YouTube channel or your YouTube channel?
Yours, not mine. I know how mine is.
Oh, mine is doing well. I gained like 6 subscribers the other day.
That's good. And I gotta
after
say,
I
you
uploaded
new,
a video.
Yeah, I like the new kind of looks and the new things you guys are doing. I like that. That's a smart idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So now.
Yeah. What do you think about my YouTube channel?
What do I think about your YouTube channel? Well, I talk about you guys all the time on the show. I think you guys are all very talented. And I think that I like your concepts you guys have. And I think I definitely like the newer stuff that you do because I think you need to be more front and center. I like the whole concept of, like, the visuals. Unless you're, like, saying, yeah.
What do you think of my YouTube channel called Off-Road Cinematics?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I like it. But what I was saying is I really like your channel. I think it's great stuff. I think that the newer stuff where you're feared more about it is a lot. I think for myself, I think it's more impressionable than it is just having, like, images and doing, like, the quotes and stuff. Like, the music's fun. But I really I think that more people will get, like, if you don't do the quotes, right? Just if you read the quotes while you're doing that, that would make it epic, in my opinion. That's just me. I think you have a great idea, and you start everything great. I like the visuals. But if you're going to make it on your channel, it should have you all over the place. I like the visuals, like I said. Like, the images are, how do you get pictures? Are those your pictures? You just get them and just upload them?
Those are my drone shots.
Okay. I mean, I think they're great. They're great pictures. I mean, you travel a lot. You travel a lot, huh?
Yeah. So you don't like the quotes?
No, I do like your quotes. That's not what I'm saying. I like your quotes, but some of the videos, it's just like the quotes, and it's, you know, the music, but it's not necessarily, you're not saying the, do you know what I mean? You're not the one reading the quotes, in other words. Some of the videos I saw was just, you know, the quotes there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know how, like, other people read the quotes? So you're saying I should write my own script and read my own quotes?
No. What I'm saying, well, you could do that too, but saying is, if you're going to have quotes, I'm all for quotes. I think quotes are great. But what I was saying is you should read the quotes yourself. Where sometimes it is and sometimes it's like, you know, hold on.
Yeah, but it took me a while. For my my video of what, like, my video that's like with the World News or something, the JK quote, it took me a while to find.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I like quotes a lot. I think quotes are important. I think that they can be very inspirational and stuff. But seeing how it's on your channel and the visuals are great, but I'm just saying you just need to read the quotes. You're going to have the quotes. That's all I was saying. Because it's your stuff.
So you want me to lean more towards Nicholas Kristol?
Who?
A YouTuber, Nicholas Kristol, NICKLASCRISTL.
I think you're fine on your own. Just saying, like I said, I like the imagery. I'm just saying it would be cool to, you know, if you read the quotes, it would be more your channel. You know what I mean? Then it would be.
So I should write my own script and then read it?
You can use the quotes. I'm just saying just read the quotes. If you were to have your voice, in other words, do your own voice over the video. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll think about it. Also, I just have a question about the SRO. Can I fight Shrek?
Can you fight Shrek?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
No, me and Jaden fight Shrek. It's Shrek and Donkey versus me and Jaden as, like, a tag team.
Shrek and who? Because it would be a two-on-one then.
Shrek and Donkey.
Oh, you know I can do that. I've had Shrek on my show before.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. See, in life, we only have, the only limitations we have in life are the ones we put on ourselves. So on our show, I like to push the limits.
of what I can build and what I can kind of do. That's one of the reasons why if I get bored, I made, like, something outlandish, like a guy made of cheeseburgers and French fries. Like, it looked ridiculous, but I'm like, that's funny, though. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, I think the only limitations we have in life are just the ones we put on ourselves. I don't think anyone should have limitations. You guys are individuals who are able to, you know, you guys have done a lot of great stuff. You guys know how to do all that stuff, and you're doing good at it.
Thank you. Well, the match is over, so goodbye.
It is. It was a pleasure having you guys. I appreciate it. It was nice having you on. And I'll get working on your – just set, when you get a chance, send me the penguin, and I'll add it to your call.
Okay. I'll tell him. All right. Thank you for having us. Goodbye.
It was a pleasure having you guys. You guys be safe. It was great having you guys. Be safe, right? Keep up the great work. And congratulations on being the United States Tag Team Champions again. Weird. All right. That was fun, huh, people? You know, it was an interesting experience that was. Different, to say the least. I don't know. Of all this time me doing this show, sometimes I get a little lost for words, I guess. So I really like having, you know, people on the show and stuff like that, and I really respect everyone on our show. And I know I deal with them. We have a lot of various different people who listen to the show and whatnot, and I know we have a lot of people who enjoy what we do and whatnot. I don't know. Let me ask you viewers, you listeners, a question. We heard these, we had some people come on and do the watch along. How many people think that, or get the suspicion that possibly, and not so much Jaden, Jaden sounded like he got into a lot, but did Connor seem that he did talk a lot about it, but did he sound that he was a slightly jaded, like that he, almost like in a mocking tone. Do you want to get that or no? It's almost like it was, you know, the penguin and the tattoo, that's cool. And then the Kevin Hart thing, okay. The match is cool. I don't know. I do know that I have a lot of respect for those guys. I think Connor and Jaden are great. I think that, you know, JoJo Sebastian has a long career ahead of them. I think they're great. I think everyone on our shows are great. And I have respect for everyone. I'm not going to lie. If I don't say that I honestly feel that I was kind of just... I'm going to be honest with you guys because I always say what it is. But I honestly feel that I was being mocked on my show or the show is being mocked. I don't know if that's a real thing or not. I don't know if it was just how it came across, and maybe I'm wrong. I will say that, you know, it was a pleasure having these guys on. They came on and stuff like that, and I have a lot of respect for them and everybody else. And I hope I don't sound like I'm trying to downgrade what they do. I think they're doing great stuff, and I hope that what I was saying helpful and hope was resonated well, because I wasn't trying to be disrespectful when I was suggesting that he do his own voiceovers. I was suggesting he do his own quotes, but more so when he does these, the videos are beautiful. They're stunning pictures and stuff. Just some of them have and they have the quotes, but it's other people doing the voices or whatever. But you know what? It's okay. he's a great young man. He's talented, and so is Jane. Jane's great people too. They're all, everyone on our roster are great, and I really have a lot of respect for every one of them. But I'm not going to lie, if I don't feel like I was just mildly insulted, I want to say. And to answer the question that he had, yeah, we have a lot of people all over the place. We have people from all over the world who watch our show. Loyal listeners, watchers, and whatnot from all over the place. So to answer those questions, yeah, and the emails about everyone on our show, a lot of people want to see our people on our show or on this podcast who are featured on our show, asking when. And it's only a matter of time until they are. I think it was different to do this watch-along thing, and I think it's interesting to see yourself in this perspective, in this world. And sometimes before you see, you know, the actual result, it can be it can be a little surprising when you don't actually see it, and you see it for the first time. And whatnot. And I do like the sport. I think it'd be a great idea to, you know, do various different sports and do what I do in the other sports. I just wish I knew how. I guess if I could, in the NBA, I guess I could build a bunch of people. Could I build a team of cause on in the NBA game? I know they have a basketball player. I could probably do that. And I haven't really been into the other sports games because I don't really play games, if we're being honest. But anywho, that's just me. It was a pleasure having these guys on. I really appreciated it. I really respect every one of them. And I want to thank everyone for joining me for this. And we're going to have another show later on this week. And I know that we are planning on having some other people on the show later on. And we're going to do one of these watch-alongs again with some other people, give some other people an opportunity. I've been in contact with OK Thank You. And they're going to be on the show eventually to do this. And I know Mike has been on board with wanting to do a watch-along. And we're going to, I know Jackson R. Scott, I've been communicating with them. They're going to do that. And we're going to go forward and get some other people as well. And, yeah. All right, everyone. I'm going to let you guys enjoy the rest of your day. It was a pleasure having you guys here on the Icons. I'm sorry that for the technical difficulties. And may all your dreams come true, everyone. I am the Icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. May all your dreams come true. Peace from the upward.